This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India's largest global textile event, Bharat Tex 2026, began at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Union Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh inaugurated the four-day event. The event is showcasing India's growing global leadership in textiles, fashion, sustainability, technology, innovation, investment and international trade. It has brought together manufacturers, exporters, global buyers, investors, policymakers, international delegations, artisans, startups and technology providers. Inspired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 5F vision, farm to fibre to factory to fashion to foreign, Bharat Tex 2026 has evolved into a premier global platform for business, investment, innovation, policy dialogue and strategic partnerships across the textile value chain. The third edition of Bharat Tex 2026 is witnessing participation of around 7,000 buyers and over 20,000 textile products. International exhibitors from 14 countries are participating in the event. The Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, between India and the United Kingdom will come into force from tomorrow. The landmark deal grants Indian exports zero-duty access to 99% of tariff lines in the UK market. It reflects the shared commitment of India and the United Kingdom to deepen their strategic partnership and deliver prosperity for their people. The groundwork for this historic agreement was laid in May 2021 through the Enhanced Trade Partnership and the adoption of the India-UK Roadmap 2030, which set the goal of doubling trade to $100 billion by 2030. India has officially launched its campaign for election as a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, UNSC, for the 2028-29 term. Launching India's candidature at the UN headquarters in New York, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the world is facing growing conflict and instability, making the role of the United Nations more critical than ever.
As a candidate, it is natural that member states would like to understand what India brings to the table. One part of that is our vision of the priorities that the world and the United Nations must address. The other is a track record which enables the international community to make its own judgment. Let me address the priorities first. As we contemplate the global order, India's focus will be on working for a secure, peaceful and equitable world.
India participated in the second ministerial meeting of the Palestine Donor Group, PDG, in Brussels yesterday. Addressing the meeting, Secretary in the Ministry of External Affairs, Sri Priya Ranganathan, emphasized that India has been a long-standing partner of the Palestinian people. She underlined India's ongoing developmental assistance, including capacity-building programs and humanitarian assistance to the people of Palestine. Ms. Ranganathan noted that India's projects are demand-driven and largely centered on healthcare, education, capacity building and vocational training. The death toll from a huge fire in a Bangkok music bar has increased to 30. Bangkok city officials today said more than 70 people remain hospitalized, with 24 of them in critical condition. Police said an investigation into the cause of the fire and whether the bar was following safety regulations is ongoing. It added that most of the people who were killed were found trapped in windowless bathrooms where they may have sought to escape the flames. The United States launched strikes on Iran for the third consecutive night, marking a new escalation in the resumption of hostilities. The U.S. military's Central Command said it struck areas around Abu Musa, Bandar Abbas, Bushehr, Chabahar, Jask and Konarak, targeting Iranian coastal defense systems, missile and drone sites and maritime capabilities. Iran acknowledged the strikes but did not report any casualties or damage. In FIFA World Cup, France will take on Spain in the first semi-final at Dallas Stadium in Texas, U.S. tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. The Indian men's cricket team will take on hosts England in the first one-day international of the three-match series at Edgbaston in Birmingham today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.